talking to Marsha on the phone about her. She was able to visit Cuba and spend some time in there with some families and kind of get the lay of the land a little bit. We're going to finish up. She had a thought that she did not get a chance to say, and then Mary is waiting on hold. We'll get to her. Marsha, something you want to say about the people, good people, but something, go ahead. It's whatever you want to say about that.
Well, my situation is, I live in America, and I always thought, you know, I live in the land of the free, home of the brave, and I feel free all the time, even though all this other stuff's going on, until I guess they try to enforce a jab on me. But when I got off the plane, we went to Cienfuegos, and I had an opportunity to sit on the steps of a cathedral in that city and talk with our guest host. And I could just see, he said that he's an engineer. All of them are highly educated, but he makes $80 a month.
Wow.
But they still can't find things to buy for that kind of money. But the thing that impressed me the most about all the people that I visited with, talked with, tried to kind of get inside of them, it was this oppression. They just had a sadness in their faces and their spirits. You can't get clothes for children. I mean, the one thing they beg for is please send clothes for children, because those kids are, you know, kids kind of rough on clothing. But just that, just the sadness of spirit and the oppression, and I really would like to see our people at least keep an upbeat attitude about life, you know?
Well, the other part of that... Go ahead. Go ahead. No, you go ahead, Marsha.
I'm going to change the subject. Go.
The other part of that is, to people understand, I mean, people like Daniel Webster said, you know, the son of, I think it's Noah, was it Noah Webster? I don't know, one of the founding fathers or the generation right after. They said miracles do not cluster. What happened once in 6,000 years, don't assume that it'll ever happen again. And if we let go of the Bill of Rights, if we let go of the founding of our country, there'll be chaos and anarchy throughout the world. America is we have a normalcy bias, and we think that's just the way it is, and we just live here, so this just happens. And so we've been disconnected from the ideology. We've been disconnected from what made America great. And we're not connecting the two. And if we allow these sons of bitches to do this, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if we allow, and again, look in the mirror, I got to look in the mirror. If I allow this to happen, and it'll be on us, it will be on us, ladies and gentlemen. It won't be on anybody else. If we allow this, you know, that feeling of oppression, you're going to see that on your grandchildren. And I promise you, you will see it worse than Marsha saw it in these people in Cuba. If they are able to break America, they won't stop until they can grind our faces in the dirt. Because
most of the people who live in Cuba now don't know what freedom is. The people that I met originally, they knew more freedom, and so they don't even know what they've lost. When we lose it, it's gonna be devastating.
Well, I don't know if we know what freedom is, Marsha. I don't know if we know what freedom is.
Yeah, I agree, but I feel at my age, you know, 74, that, you know, I feel like I got to ride down my street on a bicycle and nobody's going to grab me, take me away, that kind of stuff, you know. I just felt free.
Well,
even when I was in Cuba, I didn't feel oppressed, but I kind of had, you know, I got a big fat mouth, so I kind of had to keep it closed.
That's another story.
I want to say one more thing.
Sure, please. Like, I could stop you. Go ahead.
Saw an article yesterday. Eric Clapton got Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah, he got that.
AstraZeneca or something.
Yeah,
and he had two really bad. Not only did he have one bad reaction, he went down and got the second one. He had two bad reactions. That's one thing. So he's a celebrity. Somebody needs to pay attention to him. The other thing is, I have a local friend who she's my age and she died with blood clot. And I asked a question around to our other friends, did she get the vaccine? Everybody said, oh, no. Well, I found out yesterday she did get the Johnson & Johnson.
Wow.
And it killed her. But the family, for whatever reason, is keeping it quiet. Nobody's saying anything. I would be having billboards all over this city. That's all I had to say.
That leads me to the other point. OSHA just came out and said employers who will force vaccinations on their employees can be held liable as a work-related injury if one of the vaccines hurts their employees. OSHA just ruled on that.
God bless them.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is great.
And I defer to Mary because I'm looking forward to see if she can give us some directions for changing what's going on here.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Marcia. I really appreciate your time. Thank you. Your perspective is, I mean, it's important. I mean, what happened down there, it's important. Ladies and gentlemen, go try to buy toilet paper sometimes. Yeah. Go try to buy a dining room table. Go try to get a freezer. And you're like, wow, this is a lot like Cuba. Yeah, it is. This is what happens when you let go of freedom, when you let go of the ideology, the American ideology. This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. If you let your endowment go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you one more thing. I had a friend that went down there, stayed in a nice hotel in Havana. He was originally from Cuba. He got all kinds of food. His server, the lady, had children at home, so he wanted to give her food. She said, oh, no, we can't take it. So in the hotels, they have fabulous feasts. And the people on the street can't get food for their children. And they can't take it from the Americans either to be seen. He was able to get her some. That's sad. That is scary.
It's way sad.
I don't mean to interrupt, but there are some devastating events going on among the people.
Well, thank you very much, Marcia. God bless you. And we are going to get to Mary. Really excited to talk to Mary Fanning. Yeah. Of course, she's a first-rate investigative journalist. She was a writer, producer, worked with Mike Lindell on Absolute Proof in the series of movies about the documentaries about the election fraud that just came up. Her bio speaks for itself. She's done numerous things, but that's probably what she's most well known for now. We're excited to have her on, and she's a darn good American patriot. Mary Fanning, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It is so nice to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I found your last caller very interesting. Yeah, that's what communism looks like. You've got the oligarchs who are eating at the buffet and the people in the streets starving. And she noticed something that's so important. Anyone who's ever gone to communist countries, I remember, I'm in and out of certain countries and going into East Germany for years and years after the wall came down, the most beyond the place being a complete and utter Soviet dump, it was the people. It was the children. It was the dead eyes and the lack of spirit. And you know what? Even after the wall was down for 20 years, they still have the dead eyes of communism, the crushed spirit of communism. And that is what's coming to this country if we don't stop it. Joe Biden was put in place by the Council for a Livable World. The Council for a Livable World not only put Joe Biden in place, but go to Council for a Livable World. Look at the politicians that they put in place. Understand something. Council for a Livable World comes down from the Soviet Silvermaster spy ring. They were working with not only Armand Hammer and his father, Julius Hammer. Armand Hammer was a Soviet spy. His father, Julius, was the founder of the Communist Party of the United States of America. The Council for a Livable World was founded by Leo Szilard, who was a Soviet agent that gave our nuclear secrets to the Soviets. They decided that they could not take over the country and just turn everyone communist. So what they would do is they would start with the smallest states, and they would put their people, their communists, into power, thereby affecting this country through its leadership. Understand that one of the first people that they put into place, Joe Biden. Joe Biden was put into office by the Council for a Livable World.
Wow.
Also, you should understand, beyond Joe Biden being put into office by Council for a Livable World, and let me step back for a second. So not only was Armand Hammer doing this and running Council for a Livable World and putting this in place, but you know who he was working with? Well, that would be Al Gore Sr. Al Gore Sr.,
We were going to go a different direction. Let's go this direction for a minute. You mentioned, I just have such a emotional reaction when I hear the story about the people's eyes and that oppression and the feel controlled and the feel manipulated. And I've preached whatever word you want to use. I've stood on the soapbox talking about the Bill of Rights, how important it is. Where are the Christians who start to see this and feel their endowment of their creator inside them being controlled and manipulated by, control freaks in government? Where are they standing up and saying, we will not be like Cuba? We will not be like East Germany circa before the Berlin Wall, whatever. We will not see this look in our children. We will not have brown shirts tattling on everywhere. Where are the Christian churches that have some sense of liberty to them, to their religion, that see the connection between the Bill of Rights and the Bible, the connection between the Declaration of Independence and their God. Where are they, Mary?
Well, too many have embraced Marxism. They don't understand what they're looking at. They don't understand that taking people's freedom away is a God-given right. It does not come from the government. It comes from God. Our rights come from God, and understand, our elected officials, they work for us. We don't work for them. That's what it means to be an American. And if you want to understand really what it looks like to live in communism and why people are so vehemently opposed to it, then talk to the Cubans that came to this country for freedom. Talk to those that got out. Talk to those, how conservative-minded those people are. Understand that they know what it feels like to live under the boot of communism, the boot on your throat. You know, it takes a village. That means they're taking control of your children. That's Hillary Clinton. It takes a village. Anything out of their mouth should be met with suspicion. The problem is that the American people are trusting people. But, you know, when you've got people, let me just go through a couple. So right now we've got Bishop Garrison. He was also put in place by a Council for a Livable World. He's coming out and he's talking about Marxism and critical race theory and implementing
Mary, tell us who Bishop Garrison is before you go. This is important. Well, who is he?
So Bishop Garrison right now is managing the military, and he's got a committee where they decide what's correct. So what they're trying to do is, as if Barack Obama didn't do enough, purging any conservatives. But he's purging anyone, and if you look up his tweets, and there's a great article at Revolver about Bishop Garrison. As I said, he also was put in place by Council for a Livable World. That means he's a communist. Now, Bishop Garrison is saying that anyone who's, you know, is about Make America Great or opposes critical race theory or Marxism, that they must be relieved of the military. He just went after a lieutenant colonel, a very fine, this is what we want, strong men. And in fact, they were taught to oppose communism. So now Bishop Garrison is purging anyone who's about, America being great or the Constitution. And he's deeming them just like the Biden administration, that, you know, anyone who is a conservative is being deemed a domestic terrorist. All right. So he is doing the same to those who are in the military. And if they don't go along with critical race theory, and when you look at Bishop Garrison, you know, it's pretty stunning that anyone, that he's deeming them all white supremacists and white nationalists. So let's destroy the military. Let's purge everyone that believes in the U.S. Constitution. And because this Air Force Lieutenant Colonel wrote about Marxism and he's against, imagine that, he's against Marxism. Now, keep in mind how many wars we fought with the incursion of communism into these countries or other, you know, fascism, the Nazis. We were fighting for others' freedom, and now we're supposed to give it up, and we'll purge our military for anyone that believes in that, and we'll call them white supremacists and white nationalists if you don't go along with Marxism and critical race theory. Critical race theory is communism. In fact, Mike Pompeo came out and he spoke about critical race theory being communism, and Bishop Garrison began attacking him. So this is the Gramsci movement, you know, focusing on white people are bad. This is crazy. It's as crazy as saying brown people, red people, yellow people, green people, black people are bad. You cannot brush with a broad brush and say all these folks are bad. This is an attempt to muzzle anyone that is pro-American and pro-Constitution. And they are going to destroy our military.
Let me ask you, even, you know, further than just the military, in Facebook or whatever, you can see that in the general American population. Why are we putting up with this? Why are we sending our children to school to learn this? Why are we not just, you know, telling these people to go to hell?
To be brainwashed? Well, it's a couple of things. You know, it's right now, you know, everything that they've done with this COVID, you know, the minute that they can tell you to, you're locked down and to stay in and you can't go to work, understand the repercussions of that. When they made all these folks go in and lock down, you've never seen anything like this in this country ever.
No,
and
never.
Keep in mind that the amount of people who died from this COVID is no different than any other flu any other year. And what they're doing, they're using that as a way to take away your rights. So one of the first things they did was the lockdown. The understand that the, you know, 45% of our GDP is run by small businesses. So what they did was they got rid of a pretty good number of the middle class, destroying their businesses. If you have, you know, no businesses for small business for the middle class, well, then you're creating a society where you've only got the very wealthy and the very poor. And that's what communism looks like.
Let me tell you.
Just like what this woman just experienced in Cuba.
Let me tell you something happened recently in my life. My, she's my wife's niece. She's my niece too, but she's like her very, I like her very much. She's engaged. We're over at a dinner and her father, which is my brother-in-law, which I like a lot. He says, here's a video by this guy running for governor. And he shows me this video and in it, there's, a test from a state college. This is a quiz in a state college, university, not a college, university. I'm probably going to crucify it, but I'll get close. The question is, which one of these things is the biggest contributing factor to, white supremacy in America, to making America a white supremacist country? Okay. Even the way they frame the question is, see how they put you in a box. It assumes that America is a white supremacist country. Even the question. See how they do? Then the brainwashing. This is all techniques. So it gives you a list of things and it'll say slavery was one of the things, blah, blah, blah. It gives five or six options. One of the options was the Declaration of Independence. And that was the correct answer. The Declaration of Independence is the biggest contributing factor to America being a white supremacist country in America. This is the quiz in our university, the state university paid by taxpayers, what have you. This is where our children are being taught. I don't know of anything more dangerous and deadly for our children's future. I'm trying to get people to understand this. It would be better if somebody was invading your country right now. It'd be easier to overcome and it'd be safer. If the Chinese were invading right now, it would be better for America than to have this taught in our schools. That's what I'm trying to get people to understand. I mean, your comment about any of that.
Well, this is critical race theory and this white guilt. You took it right back to Bishop Garrison. This is a man who was for this, you know, all about 1619. So he says this country isn't about 1776 or a U.S. Constitution. It's only about the sin of slavery in 1619. You know, whatever took place how many hundred years ago that everybody on this planet had nothing to do with. And the only one, he doesn't have any problem, however, with Africa and the Middle East and all the slavery that takes place there. But where everyone has an opportunity to work and better themselves in this country in a capitalist society where you have the right to work, to support your own family and to become successful. Is what they're pushing.
I will say one thing about that, and people can, whatever, we had a whole show last week about this. A professor out of Oklahoma was talking, it was fascinating. Georgia, the colony of Georgia started by Oglethorpe in 1733. Slavery was illegal, ladies and gentlemen. Slavery was illegal. The anti-slavery movement really gained steam and started on a large scale in the American colonies. People don't understand that or realize that, as counterintuitive as that seems. Oglethorpe started Georgia. Slavery was illegal. About less than 20 years later, the British crown said, no, you will take slavery, and we will send slaves down there so they can pick that cotton and pick that tobacco. That's a fact. The British crown forced slavery on the American colonies. Don't get it twisted and don't ever say anything different because that's a fact. If they want to be upset, go be upset with the British crown. Go every time you see a Union Jack, go criticize them. Don't you dare criticize the Declaration of Independence, you idiot. Anyway, we got about a minute before the break, Mary. I'm getting heated up, and I don't want to.
No, you're exactly right, because just like the New York Times and others pushing the 1619 Project, you know, Bishop Garrison, Biden, they want you to believe that your country was founded for human bondage, for slavery. This is a complete lie, a disturbing reading of our history. This country was founded for freedom. What a slander on our history. What a slander on the United States of America. You know, if the lights go out here, freedom will go out everywhere. That's how important the freedom in this United States is.
We do got about a minute. I do want to get to Arizona. So on the other side, you can start now, and then the other side will continue. I haven't covered a lot about the election recount that's going on in Arizona right now. Just give us a little background. What is going on? Where are we? What have you? And when the break comes, then we'll just continue on the other side.
Okay, so they don't want you to look at the machines. They're telling you that the now it's been found out that the administrator codes were not given to the people who should have had them so that they could do forensic accounting.
No forensic accounting on the machines. None.
Nope, because you had people that owned the machines holding the administrator codes. And that meant you couldn't look in and see the vote, and you couldn't go through a forensic accounting. And further, now they're saying anyone who wants to see those modems, well, those are partisans, and they must not be allowed to do any investigation. Only problem is those who are saying this go directly back to James Clapper and Chris Krebs, you know, the guy who said this was the most fair and secure election ever. Hogwash.
What is going to come of this recount? Do you think anything? It seems like they're just squashing everything, it seems like to me. I don't know. Your perspective.
General Flynn says there's 2% of them and 98% of us. So it's fairly evident that the election was stolen.
All right, there's
and I'll tell you how.
Yeah, yes, I definitely want to get to some of these things. This is important. It's not just, that happened 6 months ago. No, it didn't happen. It's happening right now. This is a mark in our country's history. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. Mary Fanning on the other side. So good to be with you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We are, of course, talking to Mary Fanning, investigative journalist deluxe. She worked with Mike Lindell on the election video, the series of election documentaries, Absolute Proof being one of them. Very important work. It's always good to talk to her. We're talking about Arizona. Recently, I'm still trying to figure out, it says though a deal was made. I didn't quite understand where basically they're not going to verify signatures anymore. They're going to stop verifying signatures between a deal between the judge and the Democratic Party. I mean, this sounds like a kangaroo court. I don't even know if there's any validity to this at all. Your thoughts?
Well, a couple of things. They're saying that those who want to look at the modems are partisan, so they're not allowed to look. We just did a piece on Masterson, who he had been the commissioner of the Election Assistance Commission, saying, you're not allowed to look, and we're managing this. They don't have any legal rights to manage a darn thing. And this is the people's vote. The Senate, Arizona Senate, the legislature, they have the right to look at this. And for these guys, they come out of CISA. They work with Chris Krebs. They work with James Clapper. The core of who these people are and who they've worked with should alert everyone that they're trying to not let the American people know that Donald Trump won in a landslide. And instead, they're going to look to implement totalitarianism in this country. You didn't just get Joe Biden, who's got his communist roots, and they're taking over. And if this election stands, the stolen election, then there will never, ever be another election again. Why bother? Because if they can steal this election, which they did, we proved that in absolute proof and in scientific proof and in absolute interference. We brought forward not only the subject matter experts who are the key authorities in this, we also brought forward whistleblowers. People who were working in polls in Georgia, we found that they were given what appears to be an old flip phone, an Alcatel flip phone. But in fact, we found that they were 4G Wi-Fi hotspots. They were TCL phones from China. So they were bringing Wi-Fi into the polls so that they could steal votes and add votes.
Wow.
We also presented... people need to watch absolute proof. They need to watch scientific proof. They need to watch absolute interference. We have them at theamericanreport.org. We also have trailers. This is a lot of information. It's becoming educated in something that people never thought that they had to know, all the technology and all the terms. But you need to understand that people from within our cyber command, white hats in our government, collected the information before, during, and after the election. They have every vote. They know how China interfered in the election. I present. We know exactly at which time, longitude, latitude. We know the IP address, the Internet Protocol address from where they came. That's their signature. We know the unique computer ID of the computer that they came out of to steal votes in this country. We know which computers they went into, which IP address. We know exactly which county, which state, and the exact amount of votes that they stole from Donald Trump. Let me give you kind of, I don't know, devil's
advocate or whatever. Let me give you a different perspective that has been reported, not here, but other people said, I want to get your comment a chance to clear the air on this. Other people, some shows like this have said that what Mike did, what you did, the information you're getting, it was almost a setup because they're trying to make you look bad, that they didn't do it that way. They just stuffed the ballot boxes with physical ballots. I want to give you your chance to comment on that because I don't like how they're trying to make you look bad. That's what it seems like to me.
Oh, well, as General McInerney says, when I'm drawing fire, I know I'm over the target. So it's both. So they not only were on the ground stealing ballots, and they not only had the China interference, so it's multifactorial. They came in multiple ways. You know, we saw how what took place in Pennsylvania, but they really focused on these swing states. And you have to understand, as I said, we had people from Cyber Command that captured every bit of this information. And as General McInerney said, not only was this captured, but the NSA and General Nakasone had to have seen that it was captured. He knows darn well that Joe Biden did not win any election. I mean, really, the guy who could come out of his basement drooling that could only attract 14 people, you know, that can barely say his own name, he won the election. There's not
yeah.
That's just simply common sense at this point.
Why has it, you know, we've heard so much, you know, it's turned into hopium, more or less. I've talked to you a little bit about this, but your feeling, why hasn't anything been done? This idea that, you know, the election, we're going to stop it. You know, we're going to do something here. Just wait, you know, whatever. Why has nothing been done, or is something being done, or is it just so overwhelming, the corruption? How would you answer to any of that? Why has something not been done?
Well, for starters, it is being done, and it has not stopped being done. And so if you watch Absolute Proof, we brought forward Matt DiPerno, Dr. Shiva, you know, who has 4 degrees from MIT, whose own election was stolen. And we found from Dr. Shiva that they were using weighted ballots. So your ballot is no longer one man, one person. They've distributed one-third of your vote to someone else that they think is more deserving. You know, then you've got the foreign interference. You have 66% of the foreign interference came from China. We have every one of those moments when they interfered, and we have the exact number of votes that they flipped. We also have things that took place on the ground. Why do you have some of these electronic voting companies saying, we're not connected to the internet? We have them on tape. Then it turns out that, oh, yeah, we are connected to the internet. Why? Because there's a prismatic scoring algorithm known as scorecard that steals the votes at the transfer points. That means this is all artificial intelligence. It's really important that people listen to Dr. Douglas Frank's presentation. And he tells that they have a vault of phantom voters, and they stick those phantom voters in. So this is before they gather all the phantom voters, during, and remember, some of those phantom voters, a good percent, come from motor voter, where they registered people to vote when they were getting their driver's licenses. Many of those people never voted, but they're voting now, only they don't know it.
Did I tell you about my, I don't know if last time I told you about my cousin. She lives in a swing state, and she voted on a certain day in person. And then when she went to check her vote with the Secretary of State in her state, you could check you couldn't check what you voted, but it would register, hey, where you voted, when, what time, how, whatever. She went back to check her vote, and it said she voted on a different day by absentee ballot. Totally different than what she did.
Well, that's exactly what we're finding. So Dr. Frank, he put together a team, and as he says, mothers are going to save this country. They went door to door, and they started confirming all those votes, and they found that 32%, he had posited that he thought it was 30%, it turned out to be 32%, were phantom voters. They didn't exist. They're using fake registration to steal the vote from the American people.
All right, I don't, you know, but that kind of like people, I don't think they realize how crucial that is. If I'm going to talk to somebody, and I hear this a lot, even people who are conservative who voted for Trump, or I don't care who you voted for, this is America, you should be able to vote. But anyway, the line I always get from people, well, there's no proof. They never came up with any proof. And I'm just like, in 30 seconds or less, please tell people, how would you answer that question? There is no proof, Mary. What are you doing? What was it? Well, give me a Reader's Digest answer.
Talk about the big lie. There's all sorts of proof. And so not only did we capture all this information, but Cyber Command came and they verified every single bit of information. There's over 10,000 pages of massive vote theft that has been documented. This is from people within our own government out of Cyber Command that collected this proof. That's only one element of the theft. But what's really important is that element was China stealing the vote and deciding Joe Biden was going to be in our White House. This is Joe Biden, whose son collected, we know about, at least $1.5 million from China, another $1 billion from the Ukraine. So you've got all these players on the, as Colonel Waldron says, foreign adversaries could not have stolen the vote without the assistance of domestic traitors. And now, as we, you know, as you see them get hot under the collar, no, you can't look at these machines. No, no, you're partisans. You don't have a right to look at
your
machines.
You're a white supremacist. Yeah. How many counties in America? I know I used to.
29,
I used to
95.
At least. How many counties in America where the people voted, there were more votes than voters in the county? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I don't know the exact number of counties, but we've collected, when I say we, not me, Cyber Command collected everything. They have every
What's a rough idea? Out of there's 3,000 something counties in America. How many counties had more votes than voters? Just rough, a percentage. Do you know? Just a rough percentage.
Well, I'll tell you what the algorithm was showing, and this is important. So they put together an algorithm that proves how the election was stolen, and it's not just an algorithm. Then they went and they went door to door and getting the information. You just saw what Mastaperno presented. They know it was stolen. You don't have the Secretary of State going after Mastaperno and saying, we're going to take away your law license, and, oh, we'll break into your offices, which they did, and we're going to come and destroy you for revealing this information. So they, as I said, they went door to door. They didn't just posit this information. They went and they collected the proof that it was stolen.
Is it true that in Pennsylvania, I've heard this from I think one of the state senators, that there were about 1.8 million mail-in ballots put out, but they got 2.5 back. Is that true?
But yeah, that is exactly true.
Wow.
So not only did that happen there, but, you know, they have, and in fact, Dr. Douglas Frank went into Pennsylvania because someone he knew had run, and they couldn't understand how, based upon the knowledge they had before the election and those that turned out. And so he went and he showed exactly how they stole that election. He did the same thing in Texas and Michigan and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's now actually doing something about it. They have the proof. And understand something else. Do you think that George Soros was so heavily involved in putting forward every Secretary of State in this nation? But what we specifically focused on were the swing states, because that's where they made the difference. And they weren't just, say, stealing it. The way they were stealing this was a fairly interesting. The algorithm that was used was based upon the 2010 census. In fact, it was identical with the same two anomalies. Only a physicist could have designed that algorithm. So what we saw were that they were stealing the vote from Trump in the areas that were heavily red. So they were stealing them in those specific areas in order to control the vote. So where Trump was having a massive landslide, that's where they were going to steal the vote. This has been documented. This isn't somebody's opinion at this point. This has been shown with proof.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is pretty important.
Real important. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to dive in deeper to this, you can get all the specifics. There's no way we can go over all the specifics here in the time that we have. TheAmericanReport.com. You can check this out. Of course, Absolute Proof and the other documentaries are, you should listen to them. At least start with Absolute Proof. At least start there and be versed in this. Never forget. You know, I used to say we'll never forget, like about Pearl Harbor, never forget. Well, let's never forget this. Never forget this. This is very, very, very important. We have about a little over 10 minutes left, Mary. I want to get back to the military. Tell us a little bit about the what's going on with the military, the state of the military. I think that the military, you know, if they're going to enforce any unconstitutional things, it's the military they're going to have to use to do it. Just the state of the military in general and what you see and your FBI contacts and all that. Very important.
Well, first, it's absolute, excuse me, it's theamericanreport.org.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize.
That's quite all right. I do it myself. So the state of our military, with them putting Dr. Garrison in charge and going after people for being conservatives and purging the military, this is a concern because this is after Barack Obama purged all conservatives from the military, a huge number of flag officers. And so we've just seen a group of, it's now 161 generals and admirals who have come out. If you haven't read that letter, it's a letter to the American people. They're calling out the vote theft, the stolen election. This was a coup.
Tell us about that letter. Give us back up, Mary. Give us some background on this letter. Who put out this letter? Where can we find it? And then tell us about it. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you can go to General Vallely, General Paul Vallely's website, standupamerica.us, where he covers this. But this is the first time that you've ever – this is historic. Generals and admirals have never come out before to because they don't want to ever be politicized, which is exactly on the, you know, conversely, what the Biden administration is doing with Bishop Garrison, saying that purging anyone who doesn't agree with Marxism, for Pete's sake, as that just happened. But what we're looking at is the generals and admirals have come forward, 161 of them. These are flag officers. Every one of these these generals and admirals are saying the election was stolen. This was a coup d'etat. Joe Biden is not fit for office. He's not competent. He barely knows. He can't speak. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He makes no sense most of the time. He has handlers. This is very concerning. And beyond that, those that they're putting in place to destroy the military, imagine that the 1619 Project is more important to Bishop Garrison than the U.S. Constitution, and that he's laying out that the U.S. Constitution is, in fact, a racist document. You know, this is so inside out and upside down. If people don't understand what a communist revolution looks like and why they call it inside out and upside down, because everything we're looking at is antithetical to what Americans believe in. The idea that, you know, anyone that disagrees with them is now a white nationalist or a white supremacist. You know, we brought forward, by the way, an FBI whistleblower who was working undercover, infiltrating multiple groups across multiple states of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, these different groups, was reporting, you know, these are, you know, firebombing, burning cities, the billions of dollars within damage. And if you don't understand what this looks like inside out, upside down, what it looks like is when you've got cities burning, buildings on fire, and then you have CNN standing in front of it and saying, "This is a peaceful protest, folks." Anything but. That's what a communist revolution in the United States of America is looking like. And it's to divide the country, to split the people, and destroy the country.
That FBI whistleblower, talk a little bit about this process of all of a sudden it went from, you know, people living in caves in 20 years ago, people in turbans living in caves are our biggest enemy, and we got to change our whole way of law enforcement to stop them, to now it's progressed to the point where, oh, people who believe in the Constitution and are white, they're our biggest target. I mean, it seemed like it's went 20 years, that's where it's went from.
Well, yes, Yes, it has. And what's important about that is the Soviet Union and China were created the Islamic bloc. They started speaking to America as a great Satan and Israel is a little Satan. And the point of creating the Islamic bloc was to start using terrorism to pare back and destroy our army, to take us into a place where we were becoming financially insolvent, broke, spending so much money protecting ourselves against terrorism. And so the Islamic bloc brought together Middle Eastern radicals to wage terrorism against the United States. It's been fairly successful, but you have to understand it was put in place by Yevgeny Primakov, the one time, he's a very important player in this whole scheme. So he came forward, he was working with Saddam Hussein, they were putting together the Islamic bloc. Yevgeny Primakov was a pretty brilliant war planner, and when he removed everything, Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, his biological chemical weapons, and moved them into Syria, you had the left all saying, this is not true, this is, you know, all fabrication. But what that was using Islam, radical Islam, as the sword of communism. So if you can get the American people fighting radical Islam, it will collapse their country, impact them, you know, financially, destroy their military, and that was toward implementing communism. So that's what you're looking at. Radical Islam is a sword of communism.
One of our mutual friends, great friends, I admire, so, I mean, I put her on a pantheon of whatever this movement is. I put her on, you know, the Mount Rushmore of this, is Charlotte Israby. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she has been talking for 40, 50 years about this school situation. Why are we so insistent on sending our children to this damnable place where they're indoctrinated in this? Why are we bringing lambs to the slaughter every day? Why, Mary?
You are, and Charlotte has been just right on point, and as you said, for 40 or 50 years, the dumbing down of our school children. And it's not just a dumbing down. It was then they, you know, first you dumb them down, and then you start slipping in things like critical race theory and white supremacist and white guilt. You know, you hate your country. And this is with purpose. This is with purpose to destroy our country. China and those in Russia, they're very patriotic, but now that's a sin in America to be patriotic about your own country. And so this was to implement sort of the New World Order. And in order to do that, you had to dumb down the kids. Again, go to Hillary Clinton when she says it takes a village. The last thing you want are these people like Hillary Clinton or some of her communist compadres having their hands on your kids. In fact, that's what most people are standing up to stop this incursion and the takeover of communism to this new globalism. Well, the new globalism is global communism. And it starts with dumbing down the kids so that they don't understand. It starts with the Marxianity in the universities. It starts with the brainwashing. Yuri Bezmenov spoke of the brainwashing.
Yuri Bezmenov is a hero.
People should look up Yuri Bezmenov, Christopher Story, Golitsyn, Pachepa. These people, not Christopher Story, but the others, they came from communist countries. They came with the information of how they were going to take down the United States. They had war gamed this. This has been in place. This is not something new. This has been going on for a very long time. Anthony Sutton, Charlotte Israbit, these are the people on the forefront that understand what they're doing to take our freedom.
Mm. We have only a couple minutes. Give us some good news, Mary.
Well, let me talk about Mothers Against Experimental Vaccinations. People are coming together, the frontline docs, the parents, and they're, while they've indemnified the government and these pharmaceutical companies against these vaccinations, the mothers have gotten on the front line working with lawyers and doctors. And so while they've indemnified those, and we're seeing how much damage that there has been, as your caller said, the blood clots, the people that are dying from the vaccination, from the blood clots. Well, they're going after the universities for demanding. So understand something. They're taking down our military, and then they're taking our brain trust, giving all the students, in order to go to university, these vaccinations. The American people must stand up against this. When did we become sheep? You know, if they want to treat us as their herd and you go along with it, then that's where we will end up. And if the lights go out here, they will go out everywhere. Ronald Reagan understood communism, I think, better than any other president.
I think that, you know, the good news, I love what you said. I love your perspective. The good news that I try to tell people is we're not victims. We're not, you know, rats in a cage. They want to make us believe we are. We're not. This is up to us. What do we choose? What do we want? You know, what is important to us? What has value to us? All these things. Turn down that music a second, Todd. Mary, we got about 30, 40 seconds left. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. Last word, Mary. Last word for you, and then hang on.
Deputy Director, one-time Deputy Director Terry Turchie has come forward. You know, he says that the FBI is corrupt. He says, stand up for your freedom. Resist. This is your country. They work for you. Resist. Take
say no.
Your freedom back.
Yeah, say no. No is the most important word you can have right now. No. Do that. No. No. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you soon. Mary, stay there.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.